Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farmer ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org. Look for the resources column and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
In today's livestock futures markets were mixed. The November futures were down 60 at 140 even, while January and on back were slightly higher, up 37 in January at 140.57. March is up 45 at 139.65. April up 57 at 141. And then live cattle were about 30 to 40 cents lower. So sort of a mixed action here. The feeder cattle were thought to be higher because the corn was down 8 to 10 cents. And we gained a lot early in the week, and we're giving some of that back on feed prices. And so that's helping the cattle market out at least today. Boxed beef at midday was up $3.71 on choice at $226.55. The select down 20 at $208.26. The slaughter today was 120,000, which is about what it normally would be. Generally speaking, weekly slaughter is really the same price as it's been, or same level as it's been since 2018 to the end of 2017. Back in 15, we were in the mid 500,000 a week, and now we're in the mid 600,000 a week, and that's been about the same, with the exception of the May and April big sell off after the COVID problems in the packing plants.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
The grain futures market today was really weak. Corn gave back about 9 cents, so it was down 9, which put December at 407.5, really disappointing. The soybeans were 6 to 7 lower, and they were about 7 off their lows at the end of the day. And then Kansas City wheat was down 11, and Chicago wheat down 9 to 10 cents. And so giving back a lot of the previous couple of weeks' gains. If you look at various retracement levels, for instance, the July Kansas City wheat's always one we look at this time of year. So July 21, currently it's around 560, 50% from the low, that right at 450 from August, and the high just about a week ago, 594, 50% of that's 522. Currently we're at 560. So a 50% retracement is not that out of the norm. Very similar action in corn and beans. They could see significant levels if they sell off as well. January beans would be somewhere around $10, and currently they're $11.40 if you go back all the way back to the lows in the springs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.